We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? I'm Haley Lewis, and we got a special edition of Chiefs News Daily coming your way today. Remember, this is a show that wraps up all the news you need to know pertaining to the Kansas City Chiefs in just 10 minutes. If you are here on the KCSN YouTube channel, make sure you like and subscribe. But we're going to be talking with the Super Bowl champ himself. We got Dustin Colquitt in the studio today, talking to him all things Kansas City Chiefs and what he thinks about this idea of a three-peat. It is Thursday. We're gonna call it Friday Junior because I'm so much so looking forward to the weekend. Dustin, where are you at right now? Are you in Tennessee right now?
I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee right now. We got storms all throughout the area, but happy to be with you today.
There you go. You are in mind and spirit in Kansas City. You got to share with the people what you want to title this video, because I told you we're gonna be talking all about Kansas City Chiefs, all the headlines going on, and you came up with.
Yeah, I think we're gonna dive deep into the Kansas City Chiefs Encyclopedia, and at a future date, when everybody looks back at this, we're gonna name that sales tax and Lamborghinis.
I love it.
That's what we gotta go with.
The chapter of Kansas City labeled sales tax and Lamborghinis. Well, there's a lot of controversy going on about both those things that I'm sure we'll maybe touch on here a little bit. But first, I want to kind of warm it up a little bit and give you some rapid fire questions. Now, you just say one or the other. If you need to give a little more explanation, by all means. But I'll give you some easy ones kind of to get us into this thing, and then we'll get into some harder ones. So we're going to start with, are you a cream or sugar kind of guy?
Ooh, cream for sure.
Okay, cream guy, salty or sweet?
Salty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, night out or night in?
Oh, man, night out. I mean, I'm a night owl. I mean, just keep live music will keep me. I mean, 2-3 day bender. For sure.
Go. Who's your favorite or your parents' favorite? Is it you or your brother?
Absolutely me.
Really?
I mean, since the day we were born, he's been a little bit of a problem. It's just a headache for them and for me.
I love it. Most talented, you or Britton?
Me, for sure. No, we're so like starkly opposite, except for the way we sound. I'm right-handed, left-footed. He's right-handed, right-footed. He had tubes and braces and contacts and everything you'd have. I'd not.
You're just perfect.
Percy, you said it, not me.
Elite. All right, cat or dog person?
Both. I have two dogs and a cat.
Are you a series kind of guy, watching a series or a movie?
I would like to say movies, but I think the series is my Achilles heel, and I will, no matter what it is, if I start it, even if I don't like it, I'm going to try to, like I do with people, I try to find something that I love about them. And so I will watch a whole series, sit down, like Game of Thrones is supposed to take you, you know, somewhere in between 6 and 7 years and 6 months. And me and Cairo Santos would do it in the course of like one football season. It was crazy.
Oh, this is a big question. It's maybe going to make a little controversy here. Taylor Swift or Beyonce? So are you a Swiftie or a Beehive kind of girly?
If you asked that question in week 10, I would have said Beyonce. But now that we still won the Super Bowl after all of the kind of crazy, you know, posters and stuff people were flying, still a Swiftie.
Okay. Would you say, if you have to go to one of these teams and you have to play for them, are you going to play for the Pats or the Raiders? I know.
The Royals.
The Royals. Okay, good choice. Solid choice there.
I quit.
You would quit. Retirement. I don't blame you. Are you going to prefer to have a field goal unit set up in wind or in snow?
Wind all day, for sure. Because I don't have to pick it. I'm just holding for it.
Yep. All right. Coach Reed or Patrick Mahomes, you only get one. I'm so sorry.
Coach Reed, because once Patrick got here, I punted last and then found my way out of here.
Damn, Patrick.
No, you can't pick. That's tough. I'm handcuffed. I love them both.
Let me give you an easy one. Three-peat or not?
Yes. And okay. I will say, if you go back and look at any of my social media, I said we're going to be right in the middle of the Super Bowl, and I got laughing emojis everywhere. I was right.
All righty. Well, hey, let's go ahead and then dive into this thing by talking about the three-peat. I mean, that's been the conversation the entire offseason, ever since the Chiefs got the second one in a row. Now it was like on to the next thing. The parade was in the back rearview mirror, and everyone was focused on the fact that maybe possibly this could be happening in Kansas City. Now, you know this team. You've played with them before. Obviously, it's a much different locker room now, but you know the bones of this team. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say bones, the first thing I think of is the backbone of Clark Hunt's decision to bring Andy Reid to the small market and make it the biggest market in the NFL, without a doubt, especially right now. And just the minds that he has brought into this room, mm-hmm. that the players can trust on offense, defense, special teams, across the board, all the coaches. They have to be the best. They put the players always in the best situation.
Well, whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. So do you think that, with that being said, do you think that this team, now that you're looking, I mean, they're building, right? They're going to have to lose some good talent. We've seen some really good guys have to say goodbye. Obviously, they're going to bolster up as the draft comes on and free agency continues. But do you think that this team has the ability to pull off the three-peat? I mean, it's something that is so extremely hard to do. It's hard to win back-to-back. Do you think this team has it in them?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. I think, you know, I look through, like, three or four, like, distinct, like, contracts that I had, whether, like, 05 to 07, 08 to 12, 13 to 16, 17 and beyond. Like, I saw, you know, sometimes the executive office is kind of like, you know, especially in the beginning, they're like, oh, man, we got to retain them. This is great.
Yeah.
Sometimes they didn't know what's going on. And, like, Coach Reed, Brett Veach, and everybody in that office. I'm sorry. Everybody from that.
I didn't even want to say anything. I was like, you were on a tangent, and it was great, but you were slowly dipping below, and I was like, we're losing him.
He's like, this guy's doing the Austin Powers. But all the decisions are made across the board, and, yeah. and obviously it's to the coaching staff's liking, and Brett Veach knows how to. His body of work in between the second and fifth round, and then that sixth and seventh round where it's hit or miss, is astronomically good. And so I love that they can utilize, I hate saying use because I was a player, but utilize the player's talents up to where they think his skill set is not ripe for that organization anymore, and then still be able to capitalize on guys that can help them in times where they are spending 108% of their cash, and these are some lean years. You're not going to see it on the field because of our second to second round draft picks or our third and sixth round draft picks. And so it's been fun watching the organization kind of morph into that efficiency mode, money ball, whatever you want to call it.
Appreciate it, Dustin. Always love having you on. And well, I mean, we'll be seeing you much more caught up.
So good to see you, Haley.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Join us again tomorrow, Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time. We got a lot of news to get through in just 10 minutes. As always, make sure you like and subscribe and join the LLC. That is the Loyal Listeners Club. It's a great opportunity for you to interact with myself, other fans, and always stay in the loop. We will see you guys on Friday. We'll be right back.